It's the most all-star studded challenge ever. And this time, it's every competitor for themselves.
Best challenge ever!
The Challenge All-Stars. New season now streaming on Paramount Plus. Go to ParamountPlus.com to try it free. Terms apply.
Good morning, Bucknutters. It is Thursday, June 27th, 2019. I am Dan Rubin. This is the Bucknuts Morning 5 and Change. If it's Thursday, that can mean only one thing. The dulcet tones of 24/7 Sports Director of Recruiting, Steve Wolfong. Steve, how goes it?
Good morning, Daniel. The nasally tones of Steve Wolfong. I'm hoping for no rain here in Indianapolis, as I'm sure you guys are in Dayton and Columbus and where all you fine listeners in the Midwest are.
It's been a waterlogged season so far. Let's hope the summer clears up. It's certainly looking good for the Buckeyes. Possibly a surprise to some, commitment yesterday from class of 21, Revere, Ohio standout Ben Chrisman. Sometimes when a guy commits from the class earlier than the one in the key cycle, I think it can go over people's heads a little bit. Let me put in context here what Ohio State got in Chrisman. Ben Chrisman has offers from Ohio State, Georgia, Alabama, LSU, Florida, Notre Dame, and Wisconsin. If he was in this class, he'd be the third-rated player in the class, behind only Julian Fleming and Paris Johnson. According to 24/7 Sports, he is the number three offensive tackle in the United States in the class of 2021. Steve, please explain to Bucknutters just how big of a deal it was to get Chrisman in the fold. He joins Jaden Ballard, Kyle McCord, and Jack Sawyer in what's turning out to be a very great start to 2021.
Well, Ohio State's got four commits in the 2021 cycle. Jack Sawyer is our number two recruit in the country at 24/7 Sports. He's number two in the composite. Ohio State now has the number one and number two players in that class committed. They have their one of their top quarterback targets in Kyle McCord in the fold. So you have your quarterback, you got your pass rusher, and you got your offensive tackle in the boat. So things are already off to a fantastic start for Ryan Day and company in next year's cycle. And this 2020 class they're putting together is certainly getting a boost and maybe going into turbo mode here in the near future.
Talk about Chrisman as a prospect. The composite doesn't have him quite as high as 24/7 Sports. What are we seeing that maybe some others aren't?
Well, I mean, he's 6'6", almost 300 pounds. Alan True gives him a first-round projection grade in his evaluation on 24/7 Sports. And, I mean, he's got the traits that you're looking for in an offensive lineman from the length and the feet and the ability to play multiple positions. Has that edge to him at the point of attack, has the balance, and is a guy that shows that he can, do things in the run game and in the pass game on the prep level.
Definitely an elite prospect. Always nice to have the left tackle thing set up in each class. Paris Johnson and now Ben Chrisman in the fold. Let's talk about another offensive lineman as we back up to class of 2020. You were the first to put a crystal ball in for Indiana's Josh Fryer. Caught me by surprise. Tell people about Fryer. You had a great story on his visit and what his college recruiting outlook might be.
Well, Fryer's been to Ohio State like five times now, so he's been very excited about the Buckeyes and talking to some sources yesterday, although I thought that he was feeling really good about Penn State as well, and he took an official to Oregon. That people thought that he would ultimately stay closer to home. And Ohio State's still only a little, depending on what side of Indianapolis you live on. Like I live on the northwest side, I can still get to Ohio State's campus in a shade under 3 hours. So if you live on the east side, you're probably looking at a 2.5-hour drive, if not maybe even a little less. So it's a pretty, some people live closer to Ohio State than they do Notre Dame in the Indianapolis area. So he takes official visits to Indiana midweek and then takes one to Ohio State over the weekend. And I think that the trip to see the Buckeyes really set the bar in this recruitment. It was kind of an unorthodox visit in the sense that when you have these big recruiting weekends, you typically hear about how all the recruits vibe together and hang together. And Josh spent a lot more time with the players on Ohio State's football team, and that's Ohio State's calling card as recruiters. They get these young men on campus, and we've talked about this at nauseam, but you get these top targets around the Ohio State players, and they're genuine and how happy they are at their program. And it's the same at Clemson. And that's why these programs recruit so well, is that they just love being at Ohio State. They love being at Clemson. And so when these recruits get around the players on the team and see how genuinely happy they are with their situation and with their development as football players, and it makes them really attracted to the idea of playing at Ohio State. And so Josh Breyer hooks up with DeJuan Jones, who is one of the largest recruits that you'll ever meet in your life, Ryan Jacoby, Nicholas Petit-Frere, who's also a large human being and growing, and Cade Stover, who may still look like the biggest badass in that group. Those four and Josh Breyer mosey their way on down to a local park to play pickup basketball. And in Josh's words, we absolutely destroyed everybody. Now, DeJuan Jones was a mid-major basketball recruit. Josh Breyer is a starter on a basketball team that won a sectional championship here in the Hoosier State last year. And those other guys are big, good athletes. I know you talked about Cade Stover and his AAU rebounding ability. He ran the point on this team. So he really enjoyed his time with those guys. Breyer loves Coach Studd. Said that he hasn't met an offensive line coach like Coach Studd. And Josh has been on a lot of visits and seen a lot of places. His talk with Ryan Day, he talked about knowing that Coach Day cares for his players, because he's like, look, man, this is a guy that him and his wife are helping build a hospital for infants, juveniles, teenagers with mental health issues to help them get out of their struggles. And I've heard people say good things about head coaches. I've never really heard a compliment handed out like that, which had nothing to do with football or really, it was really him just being in tune with what these guys are doing away from Ohio State football, I think, is attractive. And then the last thing, I think Harry Miller, being around Harry Miller, he was like, this is a like-minded guy to me. He said the one guy that really stood out was Harry Miller. This spring, he's taken 10 football players to Nicaragua to build schools and build houses. I think that if Josh Breyer is on this Ohio State football team next year, you can pencil him in on the next Harry Miller civil service project that he's doing, because Josh was really attracted to that. He really fit in with the guys on the team, really likes Coach Studd. It's close to home. I like the way it's shaping up for Ohio State.
Yeah, if you're playing against that quintet down at the park, I would say drive the lane at your own peril, probably work on your perimeter game. And it does seem like, and I get that it's Buck Nuts and I'm a homer, but it really does seem like they're putting together a nice collection of human beings as well as football players, and you cannot go wrong with that.
To touch on your point there, you talk about Cameron Martinez, who's maybe the number one player in Michigan. He's the Michigan State Player of the Year. He's really trending heavy to Ohio State on the crystal ball following his visit. Hey, we talked about Harry Miller, who's like a complete Stanford-Notre Dame-type fit. Steel Chambers last year, Stanford fit. This Cameron Martinez, Northwestern is in my opinion, the competition here, and they have a top 25 class. This isn't your father's Northwestern that Ohio State's recruiting against with the facilities and things that Northwestern has going for them. I said to a source that it's impressive that Ohio State is winning these kind of recruiting battles, and the source wrote back, it's a credit to the players on our team at being like-minded to those guys. Balance in Ohio State's locker room is terrific right now for them to make those type of young men feel like, hey, I can get everything I want around similar type people. So at the end of the day, I think these kids are making decisions based on where they're the most, their personality is most comfortable. And so these young men are really comfortable at Ohio State.
I think it also helps that most of them end up needing multiple accountants. Here's the most interesting recruitment so far of this cycle. Bijan Robinson, running back. The experts at USC, the experts at Texas, some experts for Ohio State think Bijan Robinson is coming to their school. Who's right?
My gut says that Ohio State's in the best position, but I don't know for sure. I would say that that's why it's hard for, you know, when you're talking to sources around every program, it's hard to piece this puzzle together. But I'll stick to what I've said the whole time about Bijan, is that when I met him this spring at the Adidas 7-on-7 National Championship, he was very intrigued by Ohio State. At that point, UCLA and Arizona had probably made the biggest impression on him. He had yet to take his unofficial to Texas. He grew up a USC fan, according to my colleague Blair Angulo, who covers the West very well. But USC wasn't very sexy in the spring. They've gotten a little juice right now. Anyway, I could just tell right away that Bijan Robinson was going to have a great visit to Ohio State. And I know you could eye roll and say, doesn't everybody have a good visit wherever they go? That's certainly not the case. Most people have good visits. But I just knew that he would fit in well with the type of guys that Ohio State has on their team. And that's exactly what happened. He came and, you know, a source wrote that it was an incredible fit. So I think that that along with the opportunity at Ohio State where running back's a big need for them this cycle, I think has Bijan really thinking about a potential future at Ohio State. Now he's been to Texas twice. He took that unofficial, then he took his official. And USC really did a nice job with their official too, and making him feel like he was an incredible priority, where I think Ohio State and Texas, it was more a get a feel for how you fit in around here. You know where you're at on our board. So I don't know exactly what he's going to do. When you talk to people in Ohio State's class, they're incredibly confident that Bijan's going to go to Ohio State. When you talk to some of the older sources, it's more of a we're battling. And that's on all sides, but there's a level of confidence on all sides because Bijan is a kid that, you know, has a great personality to him. And if you're talking to him, can make you feel good about where you're standing.
I feel good about the way this show went. Steve doled out a ton of excellent knowledge there. We will follow the Bijan Robinson recruitment attentively. Have a good one, Bucklers.
Take care, guys. See you on the front row.
Greetings, Fantasy Warriors. I'm Heath Cummings, your guide to fantasy dominance on FFT Dynasty. Join me this offseason where mock drafts become epic showdowns and every pick shapes your legacy.
If I was Adam, with the team that he's built, Will Levis makes so much more sense.
And that's not all. We're peeling back the curtain on the future with our exclusive 2024 NFL Draft Prospect Profiles. Uncover hidden gems that'll elevate your roster to legendary status.
Puka Nacua. After Cooper Kupp, we really have no idea who's going to get the targets.
Keaton Mitchell of East Carolina. Explosive speed is ridiculous.
This isn't just a podcast. It's a playbook for champions. Subscribe to FFT Dynasty now, and together we'll conquer the fantasy football frontier. Your dynasty journey starts here.